the FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
Hello and welcome to the 72. Over the next 60 minutes, we look back at a busy weekend across the Football League where Huddersfield Town are top of the Championship.
What is irrelevant after four games? So four games is nothing, 42 games to go. But what is relevant is that we deserved every single of these 10 points.
We discuss Mick McCarthy's choice words for Ipswich fans.
You know, I heard somebody say about me last week, they should get somebody in charge who cares. Well, whoever that was, he knows where they can stick that, don't he?
And we preview the night's EFL Cup action, where there are potential banana skins for the likes of Liverpool, Stoke, West Brom, Hull City and Leeds United.
We did very well to come through that test against Fleetwood, so you know midweek cup games are very, very tough, and Luton will be no different. And, so we know what to expect. We have to be ready. We have to show the same attitude.
All this and more in this week's edition of The 72.
Proper Sport at 6.
Hello and welcome to the 72 here on Radio Yorkshire. Sam Bridges with you through until 7 o'clock alongside the man who has a worse haircut than Aaron Ramsey. It's Mr. Tom Carnduff, the editor of the72.co.uk. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening. Thanks for that. Thanks for that wonderful intro to, I don't know.
To be fair, you need a haircut. You need an Aaron Ramsey.
I do. Maybe not an Aaron Ramsey. I wouldn't go that far at being that bad. But I'd agree there. But that's a bit harsh. Not as bad as Aaron Ramsey, surely.
I don't know. They're not paying you enough at 70. You need to get your hair cut in time for next week's show. We've got loads to come this evening. Of course, after us at 7 o'clock, we have live coverage of Leeds United against Luton Town in the EFL Cup, coming live from Kenilworth Road this evening. Mark Wilson, Neil Redfern and Andrew Stats Dalton will hear from the team around 7:15 as we get that all-important team news. But first, Tom, before we get stuck into a brand new section of the show, Yorkshire News, you're going to set up tonight's Twitter poll for us.
Twitter poll, yes. So obviously it's EFL Cup action today or tonight, of course. A lot of Yorkshire teams are out, but a couple are still in, I think. I think Leeds are the only team in. Anyway, so simple question is, it's up on at FBL72 on Twitter, is would you prefer your team to win the league or win a domestic cup final at Wembley? It's that age-old question of league over cup, so been quite interesting responses already, but that's up until the end of the show.
Yeah, an age-old debate. Are you giving us any indication on the way you voted?
I am a cup final at Wembley. Yeah, because I think, I'm not saying you can always win a league, but to win a league cup, even the league cup, you've got to beat 71 other teams. You've got to be better than 71 other teams. In the FA Cup, it's hundreds. So I think it's just a bit rarer than just a league, which, you know,
you'd have to be better than 71 other teams. You'd have to be better than 8 or whatever it is.
Yeah, but you still got to be the top of those 71 teams in the cup to win it. Whereas the league, I don't mind the league, but I just think there's something special about that Wembley Cup final.
Supporting a team, Tommy, who's just won the championship. I'll let you know. It's the league that counts. The league that counts. We shall move on now and talk a brand new section, Yorkshire News, and discussing all of our Yorkshire clubs, or most of them at least. And we'll kick off with the team that, well, are top of the tree in the Football League, Huddersfield Town. Tom, beating Barnsley at the weekend in a Yorkshire derby. And what a start to the season.
What a start to the season indeed. It's great. I think, if this does come off, and I know it's, and Wagner says this, where you're four games in, but to be top of the league, and we keep saying how competitive the championship's going to be this year, etc., etc., the likes of Newcastle, Villa, big clubs coming into it, for Huddersfield to top that early on, it shows that they've got the potential to do it, and not just win games, but obviously beating Newcastle away, which is not going to be an easy place to go, getting points against Villa. They've played top opposition and got results from it, and it's a really positive start for them. And if they can keep this up, then who knows? I think a lot of people said that, you know, you couldn't see Leicester happening last year, and obviously the 5,000-1 there. But if Huddersfield go up, then I know there was two people who definitely said that this could be a case, and that was me and you on the podcast last year. Mm. So we can use that line
of
we told
you for this year. I predicted Huddersfield. I predicted them sixth. And then I changed that to seventh.
Hmm.
We did with the preview. And
but
then
we'll
the first
ignore
week of
that.
The show,
and we'll go on the bits where we say they're going to be great.
Yeah, but it was one of those where you could see Huddersfield Town having this great start to the season. Wagner had come in maybe at the right time to look at things, you know, get a few players out,
yeah,
bring a lot of his own players in. He's done a lot of business. And at the start, you thought it could have gone either way. They were either going to be terrible because they've not gelled yet, or... all these signings come together and they hit the ground running, and that's what they've done, and it's been an absolutely fabulous start for them. A win at the weekend against Wolves, going to the John Smith Stadium, and they're top going into essentially nearly the middle of September with the international break.
Yeah, that's
all
not
of a sudden,
bad.
That momentum starts to kick in when you see it, and when you're top coming back into the international break, 10th of September, maybe you get this Leeds United, so yeah. It's a big game there. But if they were to beat Leeds, then you're kind of staring down October top of the table, and all of a sudden you're kind of getting this, the gap is starting to open up, and it does you do start to believe. Do you think Wagner will be able to keep instilling that in his players?
I think so, yeah, because they've got that, it's something I say a lot, but that feel-good factor. In terms of they've got a team playing well, they've got a club that people are starting to get involved with as well. The local community is starting to get behind it. They're getting big crowds as well are going there. More and more people, high season ticket sales, etc. But that's like you said, it's kind of like Leicester City in the Premier League last year where, okay, you get to mid-September, you're top, then a couple more, you get to October, November, and you just keep going on and on and on. And it will be very interesting to see if they can do it, to see where they can be and where they can go from here. But I think Huddersfield have shown that in the transfer window, it's not just about spending big, it's about recruiting the right players. That's what they've done, and obviously it's kind of paying its rewards early on into the season.
Yeah, fantastic start for Huddersfield Town. And now let's hear from the man who has orchestrated it, the head coach, David Wagner.
We are top of the table. You couldn't have asked for a better start to the season.
Are we?
Top of the table.
What is irrelevant after four games? So four games is nothing, 42 games to go. But what is relevant is that we deserved every single of these 10 points with the performance the players did. So there was no point a fluke. It was every point hard, really hard work. And this is what is irrelevant. The table is irrelevant for me, not interesting.
And were you just disappointed the way in which you conceded after half-time? So I need to tell it to referee as well just after that.
I didn't see the goal again, but I've seen the reaction of Wardy, and I think he get in contact, or he got in contact, but on the other side maybe he as well can get the ball. At the end, I will see in Germany 100% a foul. In British football, sometimes today it wasn't, but we have to be we have to give credit to Barnsley as well. So their set pieces are very strong, not easy to defend.
There he is, the Huddersfield Town head coach, David Wagner, speaking to our man Danny Parkinson after the weekend win over Barnsley. Town winning by 2-1. He's not getting carried away, Tom, but maybe some of the fans, our very own Andy Lawson being one of them, certainly maybe getting a little bit carried away. But are they right to be? And it's not just how things are going on the pitch either. It's the way that Huddersfield Town off the pitch have kind of capitalised on this, the Wagner evolution, as they call it, a fantastic season ticket offer. But the offers keep coming. If you've not bought, the club keep putting out different offers every week to keep enticing the fans who haven't bought one. And how important are they going to be in this promotion push?
Massive. Of course, massive. There's so much having the right team on the pitch, but of course you need the club, a good, stable club behind it, and the fan support. And it's just great to see. I know a lot said, of course, plenty of the time about the way modern football's going. That's the phrase, modern football, etc. But for a team that and a club like Huddersfield, who are kind of looking at this, they've really used the David Wagner since he's come in. I think that's kind of been the starting point to this change at Huddersfield, you know, the Wagner revolution, as they're calling it, etc., etc. For them to kind of capitalise on that, that can only be a positive thing. That can only be a good thing for them. And why not? Why not? You're in the position you're in. You're towards the top end of the table early on. Make the most of it. Try and capitalise on it. And, you know, maybe even if it is a short-term loss, long-term gain, you know, they're really onto something and they're really building something at Huddersfield. And, you know, hopefully, for a while, it's kind of been the Sheffield Wednesday, the Leeds, etc., as Yorkshire clubs that are talked about across the country. But for Huddersfield to kind of break into that, that would be fantastic. And, you know, hopefully for them, they can stay towards the top end of the table for the rest of the season.
Yeah, let's see if they can keep it going. But one man who is encouraging the fans to come on board and has played a huge part in the commercial things that have been going on at Huddersfield Town is the commercial director, Sean Jarvis. And he's been speaking to Andy Lawson, who, of course, is our brand new afternoon presenter here on Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, being top of the league, I think, brings a lot more work for us, to be honest. We have seen a number of people, obviously, interested in purchasing tickets for forthcoming games, but also a bit of interest on the corporate side as well. So we've seen one or two new businesses take up boxes and hospitality. So yeah, it's actually made it even busier. And I guess this time, instead of us making the phone calls, actually it's the businesses that are phoning us. So there's not that much change in terms of workloads, but people are phoning us as opposed to the other way around, I think.
The whole office must be buzzing. I mean, for you, because obviously you're a director of the club, you go into a season always hoping that we might be doing quite so well as this, but to actually be in that position, I mean, I know it does, as you say, it makes things busy for you, but there must be a real buzz around the club.
Oh, definitely. There is a buzz not only around the club, but I think around the town as well. It's interesting. I've spoken to a number of people recently that have said that they can actually sort of see it and feel it around the town centre, which is fantastic. You know, make no bones about it. It is very, very early days, and, you know, we've still got an awful lot of work to do and hard work in terms of the forthcoming season. But yeah, whilst we also have had a terrific start, I think it's great that the town are starting to get behind the team in big numbers. You know, the first game of the season we saw 18,500, and then we played Barnsley. So for the 20,000 that turned up, we had 2,000 from Barnsley and 18,000 from the home side. So you can sort of see it and you can feel it, and I think they're hopefully exciting times ahead.
There we go. That's Sean Jarvis, the commercial director at Huddersfield Town. So Huddersfield done their top of the table. Four games played in the Championship. They have 10 points on the board. That's two clear of Brighton in second. Wolves and Norwich in third and fourth, respectively, also have 8 points. As to Fulham, who've started the season very well, they're in fifth position. QPR making up the top six with 6 points. Also on six, Newcastle, who've recovered after their dodgy start. Brentford, Barnsley, Bristol City and Nottingham Forest. So a good start. And of course, Barnsley beaten at the weekend by Huddersfield Town, but still a very good, solid start for the season for the League One side who came up last year via the playoffs. Let's talk Leeds United, Sheffield Wednesday. It was our commentary game, of course, here on Radio Yorkshire. Tom is smiling, and right to smile, Tom, because a very good performance by Leeds at the weekend, beating, many people's ideas of promotion favourites, maybe. Certainly have them in my top two, Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, big win. A great result as well. I think to beat Sheffield Wednesday, or to get anything against Sheffield Wednesday, is always a positive. But to win at Hillsborough, that's huge. And you feel for Gary Monk, you can see the ideas that he's had early into the season. Maybe they're not paid off. But for it all to come together on that Saturday and to win in, you know, convincing fashion at times as well, very positive spells of play. For me, like I said, smiling, obvious reason as a Leeds fan, you love to see the team perform as well as they did to get the result, to turn up in a local derby like Leeds did as well. Stereotypically, sometimes Leeds are awful when they play the other Yorkshire clubs, but to get the 3 points against a team who, you know, haven't started the best, but they are going to be up there, I think, later on into the season. I think, you know, further down the line, hopefully that can be a massive 3 points.
Indeed. After the start of the season that the Leeds have had, it's been a little dodgy, to say the least. A bit of pressure potentially on Gary Monk. How much you read into that, it's kind of up to you. But do you think they can really now kick on Leeds United? Another tough game tonight in the Cup. We'll see the team news later on what side Gary Monk puts out. In your opinion, should he put out a strong side and try and keep that momentum going, or should he maybe look towards Forest at the weekend? Another tough away trip.
Yeah, another tough away trip. But now that win and that performance is under the belt, you want to keep it going. Obviously, you want to keep that going. And I think maybe one or two changes in certain positions, but you want to keep the bulk of that team together, the likes of Wood, Antonsen up top. You want to get them working together as two strikers. So for me, I wouldn't like to see massive changes, because it is a potential banana skin as well. So, of course, you want to make sure that you don't end up losing. You want to try and stay in the Cup for as long as you can as well. And I think for Leeds to have a good season alongside a decent Cup run, that's always going to be a good thing. So I think, you know, you've got to really be approaching this one as looking at it to win. And for me, I think a strong team is needed.
Yeah, and Sheffield Wednesday, been a bit of a mixed start for them. They're 20th. They've had some tough games, but they'll be disappointed by their start.
Definitely disappointed. I think, fair enough, you can go, okay, a couple of difficult games to start with, the likes of Villa, etc., having to play them. But Leeds and Burton, for them, would be two, particularly Leeds at home, they're two very winnable games on paper. They're going to be looking at those, looking for 6 points out of six. To come out of that with nothing, you can understand maybe why the frustration's there. But it is early days. They've got the core of the squad there. Even, you know, you look at the likes of Forestieri, they're not going to sell the players. They're going to keep their top players. They're only going to add to it. So, you know, when you got a team like that who reached the playoff final last year, they can only go from strength to strength. So I think despite, you know, kind of a slow start, they will be up there sooner or later.
And you always want to go into the international break off the back of a good result, but they got to Brentford on Saturday. Another tough game. They started the season pretty well. They've got two wins on the board. So again, it'll be difficult for Wednesday at the weekend.
Definitely. You don't want to go into any away game having lost two on the bounce. And like I said, I think it's that frustration of two winnable games on paper there. Burton have just come up. Many people, pretty much everyone, says they're going back down. Leeds, not the greatest start to the season for them. And, you know, you want to make sure that frustration doesn't then make the performance even worse going into that game. So for Wednesday, Brentford is a game where they can win on paper. It's great saying, you know, that the squads are there. However, they do need the performance to go with it. So, you know, that's a massive one. It's difficult where to say what to say about Wednesday at the moment, because you can't say that they're a bad team. I think just a couple of bad results early into the season always puts you down at that part of the table. One win and then you're in a completely different place. But you know, I wouldn't worry too much about Sheffield Wednesday's start to the season, because, like I said, towards the end, you'd expect them to be playoffs at least.
The win for Leeds puts them 19th, Wednesday at 20th, both on 4 points. Reading 21st position at 4 points, Asda Rotherham in 22nd, Preston second bottom with 3 points, and Blackburn Rovers, who we'll touch on a little bit later on, have just 1 point on the board from four games. Leeds and Sheffield Wednesday aside, any the other four teams, do they surprise you being down there at this stage? Reading, Rotherham, Preston or Blackburn?
I think you could probably put Preston and Reading into that kind of bracket, whereas last year they did quite well, particularly Preston in their first season back in the Championship. They did very well to finish where they did, so you wouldn't expect them to be kind of relegation candidates, particularly with some of the teams that are in the Championship. Of course, the not massively surprised at Rotherham or Blackburn. They were two of the teams that I predicted to go down. Not surprised to see them. I think they'll be pretty much down the end of the table for most, not if not all, the season. But yeah, Preston is the one that has surprised me. Obviously, Garner's left this week, but I'd expect them to turn it around and kind of drag themselves out of that position. Whereas Reading, I think when you've got someone like Yap Stam coming in, who's kind of an unknown quality in this league, you never know which way it's going to go, and I think they're just at that end of the scale where maybe just adjusting to life and the Championship. So, yeah, I could see both teams really pulling themselves out of the relegation like kind of trouble.
Let's quickly move into League One. An unblemished record for Phil Parkinson at Bolton so far. 12 points on the board from four games. They beat Fleetwood at the weekend. Scunthorpe at second. What result for them? Beating Gillingham 5-0 at home. And then Bradford in third place, because Phil Parkinson's former club, now managed by Stuart McCall. And a win for Bradford 3-1 against Coventry at the weekend. It's really coming to for Bradford City under Stuart McCall. They've had a really good start.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, the disappointment of the playoff exit last year, combined with Parkinson leaving, it was always going to be tough to replace Parkinson. But early on, they've shown, you know, they can do it. A good, well, fantastic second half performance on Saturday to get the win against Coventry. You just need to make sure that, you know, that keeps going for him. Of course, it sounds the obvious thing to say, but it's going to be a strong league this year. There's no clear favourite like there was in the Championship, like there was in League Two. It's kind of anyone's game to take League One this season. So for Bradford, yeah, great start, of course. And, you know, it's shown that life post-Phil Parkinson, which, like I said, is always going to be tough, that they have adjusted to that. But, like we're saying, it is early days, so, you know, you need to kind of give it a month or so before I think you can properly assess teams and where they are in the league.
Yeah, I think it could be a real tight division, already quite bunched below the top three. You've got seven teams on 7 points already, and even, you know, down to Peterborough, they've got six. Fleetwood and Oldham in 12th and 13th both have 5 points on the board already. So it does, at this early stage anyway, seem like it could be a real open league again this year.
I think it'd be great if it is. Obviously, from the neutral perspective, it's good to see a league where really it's anyone's to take. But yeah, like you said, a couple of surprises in there. Chesterfield, I think, were a team maybe that were expected to be down there, but they're not. Of course, Port Vale have turned it around. MK Dons, I think, will be a bit disappointed. You'd expect them to kind of be top six pretty much all season. So to just drop out of that, they'll obviously be looking to bounce back. But Scunthorpe, there was a survey before the season started done by the EFL, which basically measures fan optimism. And Scunthorpe United fans were very optimistic for this season. And early on, you can see why. 10 points in four games, that's a fantastic return. So hopefully for them, if they can get to the Championship, I think that'll be a real achievement for them, particularly after last season. Yeah, I think they're going to be obviously one to watch over the next month or so to see if they can keep it up, because if they're at the top end of the table, you know, this time when we speak about them this time next month, then, you know, there's every chance that they could maybe stick it on for the rest of the season.
Indeed, level on points with Bradford City, of course. And let's hear from the Bantams boss, Stuart McCall. He spoke to Liam Williams of Radio Yorkshire after that win at the weekend.
I thought they were terrific. Coming to first half, I thought they were all over us. They stopped us playing. But we sometimes got to realise, you know, in certain parts of games, it's like a naivety sometimes, but we've got to change things. So it was good to get in at half time and just try to play in different areas at park, try to get us up higher up. Still play football if you can and get out, but they had a plan to stop us. We thought, you know, with the work they'd done in the first half, they might, you know, tie later on. But obviously the sending off a turning point for us. But we got in better areas, you know, and I thought with 15, 20 minutes to go first half, we started getting a little bit more and playing a little bit more and getting higher up the park. So no, I want to rant and rave at half time. It was more a sort of, listen, let's learn from it. And still after the game, I was really disappointed with first half performance. Not because we were poor, which we were, as in possession of ball, just we kept trying to play the same way and won't bring success. So you have to try to change it. And we tried to get that on, and thankfully at half time we changed it around.
Was it perhaps a little bit leggy after the week they've had, possibly?
Well, you look at it, and you know, there's certainly a lot of the boys. I think there's only maybe a couple that, you know, we're at it compared to how they've been, you know, for the first four games. And, you know, I said that to them. There's only a couple here, there, really, that was anywhere near the level of performance that you've been given. So, you know, go out there and show a bit of character and you know, up your games, really.
There we go. That's the Bradford boss, Stuart McCall, speaking to Radio Yorkshire at the weekend after that win over Coventry. And Tom, it leaves Coventry in the bottom three. And considering they were, you know, there and thereabouts for the majority, really, of last season. Fell away quite badly and dramatically towards the end of the season. But that bad form has carried over into this season. One of a couple of big teams down the bottom. Sheffield United, rock bottom of the table in 24th, only 1 point on the board. Wimbledon with 1 point as well. Rochdale two, and then Coventry just with that 2 points on the board. In 21st place. So a couple of big clubs down the bottom.
Yeah, definitely. Coventry, kind of like you said, that second half of the season form, like you said, it's kind of carried over into this season. I think the news that came out today from Newcastle was that Adam Armstrong could well go out on loan again. I think he'd be very surprised if he does go to League One again, because I imagine some Championship clubs will be after him, and of course that wouldn't be a surprise whatsoever. But you know, I think for them that they'll be hoping that he can return, because it's been a very poor start to the season. It's almost like they can't get out of that downward spiral that they found themselves in the second half of last season. And Sheffield United as well, I think it's almost, how to put it, kind of when Chris Weir was there a few seasons ago, that's kind of how you compare the starts of the season. They're out the cup, very poor league form, find themselves bottom of the league. And when I went to see them play Derby County in pre-season, they looked very sharp. They looked very up to it. They didn't get the result that day, but the performance against a team in a higher league was very positive. So you find yourself quite surprised that they are in this situation and wondering if they can turn it round, because you know, we talk about teams at the top end of the table. It's very easy to get knocked off that top spot. But when you're at the bottom, it's very difficult to try and turn it around and get the form going once again. So, you know, they're going to have to be looking at the next lot of fixtures and seeing where they can get the wins there, because they have got some tough fixtures coming up.
Yeah, it's only going to get more difficult for them. They've tried so many different formulas, Sheffield United, to try and get themselves out of League One. Been through quite a few managers. They've gone for the big names. Now they've gone for, you know, someone that knows the club really well, supports the club. You know, real, you know, Sheffield United's man. Can you see Chris Wilder turning it round? How long is it going to take for him, do you think, to turn this team around? Are the problems more deep rooted? Is this a long job?
There's obviously something there. There's obviously something at Sheffield United that's keeping them in League One, because they seem to be stuck in that league. Like you said, no matter what they do, they just can't get out. And Wilder, of course, has that fantastic record that comes with him in the last season before he got the job, of course, taking Northampton up. And, you know, you've got to applaud that, the situation they found themselves in, yet he managed to get them promoted. And a team and a club like Sheffield United, you'd be expecting them to be top six. They usually are, but past couple of seasons, it's not just been there. I don't know what it is. It's very hard to put your finger on what the exact problem is. But like I said, there's obviously something there that's keeping them in League One, and they just can't seem to get it sorted. But only four games in, they've got plenty of time to turn it round. And you know, someone like Chris Wilder, you'd expect the experience that he's got from last season will obviously hopefully take them forward. But a tough game at home to Oxford, a team who got a win last weekend, coming up this weekend, and another promotion side that could be a potential banana skin for them.
We shall see. That's part one of the show done. We'll be back in a few moments' time. Still to come, we're going to be talking transfers. We've got some good days, bad days from the weekend as well. Next, though, we're going to be looking at what's been going on in the last few days across the Football League.